Thanks, Brett. Good morning. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to a local hospital after the sheriff's office received a report of a gunshot victim receiving treatment Tuesday night. A couple from Fortuna told the deputy they had gone walking along the beach after parking their vehicle near the Samoa Beach campground. As they were walking, the couple reported hearing gunshots. That's when the 28-year-old male felt a burning in his foot and buttocks and saw blood, and he realized he had been shot. The couple said they had got into their vehicle, went to a local hospital. A deputy responded to the area of the shooting, but found no witnesses or suspects, and with information about the incident, is asked to contact authorities. The Del Norte office of the California Highway Patrol has reported another fatal traffic collision. The single vehicle incident happened Tuesday afternoon near State Route 197. A Dodge pickup was being driven on a river access road just west of 197 when, for unknown reasons, the vehicle left the roadway, tumbling down an embankment toward the river. The truck ended up on its roof and then caught fire. Both occupants in the truck died. An investigation into the cause of the crash has begun. This is the third fatal collision on local roadways in the last 10 days. A California Highway Patrol officer working out of the Garberville area office arrested 43-year-old Fort Bragg resident Lamel Verner following a high-speed pursuit. Verner was a suspect in a domestic violence incident that sent his girlfriend to the hospital with serious injuries. When Mendocino County deputies began their search for Verner, they were initially unsuccessful following the initial domestic abuse incident last Friday. A Be on the Lookout alert was issued for Verner, and he was later seen driving in Fort Bragg. A CHP officer and deputy searching for Verner spotted him driving and attempted a traffic stop. Verner fled instead, leading law enforcement on a pursuit that reached speeds of 80 miles per hour and more before CHP officers finally ended the chase with a spike strip on Highway 1 just outside of Leggett. Verner was arrested, booked on several felony charges, including domestic battery and felony evasion. His bail was set at $750,000. We'll have more KINS news right after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire takes a look at a recent roadway accident and some advice from the CHP. Here's Dan with more.
With the news that the Del Norte Area Office of the California Highway Patrol was investigating a single vehicle collision that claimed the lives of two occupants, we took a few minutes to speak with Chase Adams, the Public Information Officer for the Humboldt Area CHP. And Adams highlighted the winter weather, wet road surfaces, and at times, difficult driving conditions residents on the North Coast face.
Especially hail, it seems like, on the coast where it does put a couple of inches of slush or ice on the road, and then it's a slip and slide out there, and people, we have isolated incidents every year, every couple of years, where you just have a, multi-vehicle, everybody's hydroplaning or slipping in the same area, and it becomes very dangerous if you don't reduce your speed and take all necessary precautions.
Adams went on to say that common sense and lower speeds are one way to help prevent a serious wreck.
As a general rule, you see people, typically what we see in some of these incidents is people pay attention to the speed limit sign. And if the speed limit is 55 on the highway they're on, and they think in some way they're safe doing 55, even in adverse conditions, when the actual safe speed for the roadway could be, all the way down into the 20s or 30s, depending, on a case-by-case basis, but depending on the weather conditions, visibility, debris or ice on the roadway, heavy rain, whatever the case may be, you have to use common sense and adjust your driving for the conditions.
CHP officers are also investigating a fatal crash that took place just north of Willits on Monday, as well as another crash that killed a honeydew man over the weekend.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.